News Talk 1620 WTAW, the College Station City Council, had plenty of questions last night about the future annexation of nearly 2,000 homes that could be built over the next 15 to 20 years south of town in the Milligan Reserve development. Council's conditional approval of five municipal utility districts did not include standards for street construction. Leading that discussion, City Councilman James Benham.
What kind of roads are we talking about? Just so we can talk about that. Are these asphalt or concrete roads?
No, it's my understanding they're going to use the typical rural cross-section, which would be asphalt.
Which means that we're going to inherit rural asphalt roads if we do annex this in 10 years? Which we just had a conversation about asphalt versus concrete.
But that may be a good reason not to annex them when the time comes, too.
I know, but we've required or have discussed concrete roads being used before in other MUDs and MMDs. When we talked about the MUD where the Speedway is, we had a lengthy set of discussions about concrete versus asphalt roads, because one of my chief concerns is setting up a MUD so it has infrastructure that we could actually afford to take over.
Right.
So what's our plan with that?
I will tell you that, at least today, that the notion of concrete roads and even concrete curb and gutter, it's been a sticking point with the county. They
won't do it.
They're telling us that they're not set up to maintain those. That's something I think we're going to need to work through when we've actually had a discussion internally about some ways to negotiate that. But
in Williams Creek, we have seen significant issues with adopting county standard asphalt roads.
And apparently, well, I keep hearing that the county is currently working on upgrading their
cross-section.
Upgrading their standards for their roads, but I don't know of anything that they have specifically adopted as far as that goes that I have seen. But I do keep hearing that we're working on that.
And you'll find out in a few months.
We will.
Considering all of that, if we grant consent now, will they be granted under the existing county standard for cross-section or under a new stricter standard? Because I want to understand what we're getting ourselves into.
To be clear, we don't have a stricter standard yet.
You know.
I understand that. Mm-hmm. I'm saying if we grant consent now, if the county changes their cross-section standard, will the future standard then apply to this MUD, or will it be granted in under the standard that exists today?
If we approve an agreement that has the standard today and in the development agreement, the applicant will have vested rights. However, if the applicant will agree in the development agreement that if more stringent standards come in for roads, they'll agree to abide by the more stringent standards, then they don't have vested rights under the old standards. That is an issue we're going to handle in the development agreement.
If I may, so you're saying the first in the series of permits, which would amount to vesting, is this consent?
It'll be the development agreement.
That's what I would think, yes. Okay, so tonight's granting is not the first in the series of those permits, so it's when the development agreement is decided that is set.
Just to
and we, for and we, and we get to approve the development agreements.
Yes.
I beg your pardon?
The City Council approves the development agreements.
Yes.
So we can...
That's probably several months away, too.
So we can hash out cross-section standards and road standards a few months from now when we go through the development agreement.
Yeah. Mr. Robinson?
Just to follow up on that, these comments are very valuable because we can take them into consideration when we're negotiating the agreements, and you will have an opportunity to weigh in on the agreements.
Yeah. So my concerns are simply that if the county will only accept asphalt roads, that we make sure that we have a beefed up standard that we know won't crumble within 4 years or 3 years or two. That we ultimately, a council 10 elections from now, will have to deal with. I'd hate to saddle them with 2,000 acres of crumbling asphalt roads.
I agree. I don't want to commit the – I don't want to take action, and I don't think we're taking action tonight.
We're not non-roads.
But yeah. I don't want to commit any future council to – something as based on a decision that we make without having the proper forethought and perspective and being proactive towards what we would eventually, I think, all like to see take place.
Benham also started the discussion on what would be a strategic shift in the College Station annexation policy by growing into Milliken Reserve, which is mostly occupied in the Navasota School District.
Do we want to annex land that's in Navasota ISD? Is that in our annexation plan?
It is not currently in our annexation plan, but it's difficult for me to say today what we may want to do 10 or 15 years down the road.
Oh, but that's what we're saying, though. I mean, we're indicating intent, right?
Yes.
I mean, we're putting us on a path towards annexing land in someone else's ISD.
What I'm proposing, and again, we haven't even started the discussion, is to at least have the option to consider that, not necessarily paint yourself into a corner, but at least have the option to consider that when the time comes. That's all I'm saying.
And one of the MUDs may be in Navasota.
In both.
Well, you never know how the MUD...
Very. Well, just to be clear, very little of this land is in College Station ISD. So I just wanted to understand, our annexation task force has met, and we've discussed this, and... Was this land considered by the annexation task force?
No, this land is beyond the boundary. Yeah. But again, that was a 5-year checkup, if you will.
So. Correct. And annexation of this would be after a decade at best.
Yes, sir.
You know, my practical boundary, and I'm fine saying this publicly, is for our city is the CSISD limits. It was always my vision of what we ultimately annex to, because it's certainly what makes it very attractive.
Who has a crystal ball that can see 20 years down
the
road?
And
we may grow and want to include it.
We don't, but what I've certainly learned in 4 years is that we set a lot of policies in motion every other week that people have to. We deal with policies that were set in the 90s on a regular basis. So. To be fair, we're setting a ball in motion, and I just wanted to bring this up with council that we are putting ourselves on a path to potentially annex a piece of land in another school district, which I've never heard support for.
We have it in our city now.
Yeah, there are people who live in College Station that are in the Bryan School.
Yeah, but that's a very you're not that that we're talking about us intentionally planning to do that on a go-forward basis, and so I we've never had Navasota ISD in our city limits before, and so I just want to bring that up, that this is a strategic shift in our potential future annexation that could lead to College Station extending far farther south than I think anyone has discussed before in this point. Everyone that I've ever talked to in 4 years of P&Z and council always assumed that College Station would halt. This is in my conversations with them, would halt at the southern border of CSISD. And so I think this is a potential strategic shift that we're making, saying that we have the potential, we're granting consent, and we could potentially annex several thousand acres of land that's south of our school district's borders.
I would suggest maybe it would be a big mistake not to leave the option open and have the development agreement, strategic partnership, whatever, include that as an option, recognizing reality. Because if you don't include it now, it ain't going to happen. There would be no option for the future councils to even consider.
I'm not suggesting we take it out.
Okay,
by including it, we're indicating that...
Willing to consider it in the future. Yes.
Yeah, we're willing to consider it in the future.
Have a future council make that decision.
We'll let them make the decision, but we're also indicating that there's a chance that College Station could run much farther south, and I think that's the message for everybody, that we could see a College Station that is significantly larger.
We'd wait to see demand for housing, if it does.
Yeah, if the demand for housing in that school district really materializes.
Well, I think we only need to look at what has happened in Galveston County in recent years with regards to Texas City being directed by the state to take over another school district.
Yeah.
All right, as to that being a possibility as well. I'm not trying to look into a crystal ball here and say that that would happen here, but again, everything is, we've got a pretty large window here that we're trying to look through.
Yeah. Understood.
I do appreciate you bringing that up, because it is it's a distinction, but I think that ultimately when we look at the future of this community, this is pretty much inevitable. And I try to think in terms of, okay, what issues has that created relative to Bryan ISD, College Station ISD? And I don't really think that there are a number of really significant issues that as a city and policy have been created by that reality. I don't think that the jurisdictions of two different entities should be a major consideration or a drawback for any means, because I mean the only thing really kind of new going on here is the fact that it's new to us, and I think it's just exemplified by a new reality that we're going to exist in as we grow.
The nearly $1 billion development will be served by BTU, the Welborn Water District, and initially College Station Wastewater. This is News Talk 1620 WTAW.